Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Ephesians chapter 2. You know, for the past 3 weeks, it's been as if we are in school. So I want you to know your continuous assessment is by your reading. You want me to assess you well. You read well. That's your continuous assessment before I will tell you your exam. Do you understand that? Now look at the screen. Let's read together. Once you go, for by grace, you are saved through faith. And this is not of yourself. It is God's gift. Not from works, so that no one can boast. How did he get to HCSB? Put it to King James, New King James for me. Even though I love HCSB, like put King James for me. Can we read together again? Want to go? For by grace, through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works. Now, personalize it. Let's go. Want to go? For by grace, I have been saved through faith, and that not of myself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. 2 weeks ago, we started a new series on the foundation for salvation. And we told you there are 5 things as foundation for salvation. Scripture alone, Christ alone, grace alone, faith alone, to the glory of God alone. And on the first Sunday, I came and I spoke to you that anybody that will tell you anything about salvation must bring it from the scripture. Not by feeling, not by dreams, not by vision, not God showed me, not prophecy. Salvation is based on what the word of God says. If it is not like that, we will give you additional requirements. If it is not like that, if I don't like you, man, I look at your weakness and add that extra requirement to it. I just come and say, I saw a vision and this, and I have something against you. And as a pastor, you will believe me. Say, because of my dream, I saw that when a bus was taking everybody, and on the bus, they wrote heaven. And I did not see kafaya on the bus. Kafaya, the Lord said, I should tell you, that if we must make heaven on the day of Thanksgiving, we must bring 10 million as an offering to the church for you to make heaven. Because Kafaya does not read Bible and he believes pastor so much. Say, yes, pastor, I will look for it. So pastor don't become kidnapper where they obtain church members immediately. Church members where no know scripture, pastors go obtain them. It must be based on scripture alone. And we came and we show you that salvation is by Christ alone. It is not by religion. It is not by you. Many people are planning how to make heaven. You will be surprised you will not get there. Because there is only one way, one truth, and one life to heaven. There is only one door to heaven. There is only one access to heaven. It is not you. It is not your father. It is not your prophet. It is not the prophet of any religion. There is only one person. His name is what? You are in church. I say, what is his name? And we came last week and we showed you that there are 2 systems in the Bible of righteousness. There's the system of the law that failed, and there's the system of grace that worked. So it's Christ alone, it's grace alone. Today I'm here to tell you it is by faith alone. So to assess the righteousness, to assess the system, to make heaven, there are 2 ways that people think. And one is very popular in Nigeria. And you and I have attempted one before. But you and I know it does not work. In case you don't know that it does not work, I'm here to show you today that does not work. There are 2 ways. One is works. The other one is faith. Now if you look at the screen, it says for you, if you are a believer, you are saved by grace. Only through grace. By grace, you have been saved. Through what? Through what? I didn't hear you. Through what? Through faith. And that is not of yourself. It is a gift. Master, listen to me. What I'm talking to you, I'm not talking to you about healing. I'm not talking to you about deliverance. I'm not talking to you about prosperity. I'm not talking to you about success. I am talking to you about salvation. And please, what I'm telling you today, listen to me well, because every other thing depends on it. And please, listen to me well and get it. If you are not saved and you are healed, you still go to hell. What is healing? What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world, including healing and deliverance, and his soul is not saved? Understand this teaching and understand it very well. It is Christ alone, and he makes it available by grace alone, and we can access it by faith alone. You can't access it by works. If I say works, what does it mean? Works, I mean the things you do to please God, the things you do to bribe God. You know, sometimes we just say, you know, God cannot do without our praise. Na lie. He created the angels to worship him. If you like, keep quiet. What is your voice compared to your voice? Have you had a dream and a vision of heaven before where angels are singing? You will know your praise is inadequate. You know, his food, na thanksgiving. He doesn't chop aku. He doesn't chop. So people now look at you and say, God is hungry. God is hungry. He is hungry for your praise. He's a lie. God is not hungry for anything. Whatever you do for him, it is for you. But your praise cannot lead to your salvation. It is works. Pilgrimage will not lead to your salvation. Coming to church on time will not lead to your salvation. It is only for reward if you make it to heaven. It is only faith that will give you salvation. Let's go on a journey. Let's do 3 or 4 verses of scriptures. Number one, which one should I take first? Titus chapter 3 verse 5. Titus 3 verse 5. We'll be reading quickly. Remember, it's your continuous assessment. I don't want you to have 0 in this exam. Oh yeah, let's go. One to go. Which we have done. But according to his mercy, boss, how did he save you? Not according to what? Read with me. Not by of righteousness, which we have done. All your works of righteousness cannot save you. Isaiah 64 verse 6. Let me give you what your works of righteousness looks like. Isaiah 64 verse 6. Can we read together? But we are all like unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like what? They are like filthy rags. Go back to where we are coming from. So, and not according to your work, because all their work is still like filthy rags. Do you know what? God is so holy that the more you are getting closer to him, the more you see your sins, the more you see your inadequacies. No matter how you do and you try, you will still make mistakes. No matter how you try by your energy, you will still fail. Don't depend on that energy for salvation. You can depend on it for healing. You can depend on it for prosperity. But you cannot depend on your works for your salvation. Not by our work of righteousness, as if that we have done, as he said, but according to his mercy. I had a friend that always quotes this scripture. Say, Pastor, we were serving that time. Pastor B. Alutansi muku muku. I'm not speaking in tongues. I'm using the slang of my brother. He will say, Alutansi muku muku. Oh, Alutansi. If the Lord shall mark iniquity, before he says that, he will first of all say, Alutansi muku muku. Oh, Alutansi. If the Lord shall mark iniquity, we will stand. With all your righteousness, even if you don't have iniquity, if everything you have done in life is right,
it is still like a field rag. You cannot save yourself. Even if you sing crying, even if you sing lifted, even if you flow like favor today, and you don't have Christ, and grace is not my merit that will flow for you, and you don't come by faith, you have missed it all. Not because of the work of our righteousness. Not because I play keyboard. Sir. Not because I preach. I can preach my way to hell. But by grace. And by faith. Galatians 2:16. We read it last week. We read the first part. 2:16. Galatians 2:16. Can we read it together? One, two, go. Knowing. I didn't hear you say knowing. You know, knowing. If there's something you should know this. Tell somebody, know this. I didn't say know this. Say that, let me hear you. Tell the person, say know this. Say that whether you want to hear or not, say know this. Look at the screen, let's get knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by a man. Remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You cannot be saved by the works of the law. Galatians 3:11. Let's quickly read that. We read it last week again. Making emphasis. You cannot be saved by works of your hand. You cannot be saved by the good things you do. For salvation, if that thing does not matter. For prosperity, for success, for healing, it might matter. But for salvation, your works does not matter. Next, together. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is what? Is evident. So, it is known, knowing before. Now, it is evident. Even in your life, it is evident. Even in your life, it is evident. Even by your New Year resolution, it is evident that no man can prevail by law. Is there anybody that made New Year resolutions today and you have met all? Met all. I was going through my notepad. So I just scrolled up, and I saw 2020, what I will not do. By the grace of God, I was still doing them in surplus. Grace of God. But I was still doing them in surplus. Can I tell you one of those things? Please block my wife's ears for me before I say this. One of those things that I will be on WhatsApp once in a day. Just check once in a day and off my internet. Since that 2020 till now, I have never off my internet before. It is not me. Off internet. We didn't tell me, say, make her off internet that day. I write them down. No WhatsApp. I go off internet. I will check WhatsApp once in a day. Yes. Glory. Glory. I will not use Facebook again. That one I don't try small. On my phone, I know they use them. Then once in a while, I just go to my iPad. Wait till this bad boy, Jonah, they do say, me, I go check. Listen. Even in our life, it is evident. By works, you can't make it. Did you remember the person you said you were going to help? Did you remember what you told your mommy before you left the village? Even if you could not do it for your mommy, who can you do it for? It is evident. It is evident. And what is evident? Then let's go. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is what? It's evident. For the just shall live. It is evident that nobody will be justified by works. But everybody will be justified by faith. Let me give you two more. Romans 9:16. Let's read NIV first. NIV first. Romans 9:16. NIV. By works, no one will be saved. If you are in greater, because you think you want to greet your way to heaven, you are not lying. You know, one of my favorite questions I ask people in church, especially when I start doing leadership training, shortly I ask them, if there is no hell, will you serve God? We have turned Christianity to escape from hell. It's not that we love God. Many people don't love God. Now, because they know won't go hell. If there is no hell, will you be in church today? Some people came today with the Amatan that, maybe Christ, Jesus will come today. May I just come? So that if trumpet sound, I will go see that you came today. Some people are here. Trumpet will sound, they will not go. Some people are not here. Trumpet will sound, they will go. It is not by works. It is by faith. If you are in choir because you want to use your voice to bribe God to make heaven, you have lost it. What we do here is because we love God. And whether there is hell or no, I will serve God. You will find me here. I'm not here because I'm escaping hell. I have known for 35 years that I'm not going to hell. Not by my works, but by my faith in Christ. So if by hell, we will not be here. But many of you are in church because you don't want to go to hell. Shame on you. You don't love the Lord. You must be in church because you are in love with God. Do you love him? You were singing some love song that other time. People were doing some. I just imagine. If it was Dudu Kemi, we were singing. Dudu Kemi, do. All of them will be smiling. But now, Jesus, you love me too much. You are singing love song. You are frowning. Now, is that like that your boyfriend and girlfriend will deceive yourself outside? Now, that will not deceive yourself frowning. Peter, you love me too much. Excess love. If you find like that to Peter, he will not visit you again. When you are singing love song, you are smiling. You come to church, you frown. Why sing it to the Lord? Hypocrite. I don't know who do all this. Hello? Did you notice that some of my team members, when they are leading, they dance. They say, why are you not dancing? Why? You people should dance. But the day is not leading. He will stand there. He will not dance also. But he wants us to dance because he's leading. But he's not leading. He's not dancing. Let me not use the word I used before. If it is by works, nobody will go to heaven. Nobody. You people are not. If God has done something for you, you cannot be sitting like that. You must be jumping. Then he comes one day. He sits down like that. Yeah. In front of the whole church. Because he's leading, we must dance. Other people are leading, we must not dance. I beg. Make I tell them. They are here. I don't tell them. You know why I'm giving all those examples? By works, no one will go to heaven. Because we all fail. And we will all fail. Can we go to 1 Timothy 1:9? 1 Timothy 1:9. Let's go. Read with me. Let's go. Knowing. Look at this again. Is that not another knowing? Can we go? Let's go. Knowing this. That the law is not made. Not this. This is not what I'm looking for. Second Timothy. Even though it goes along that way, but I don't want to be distracted with this. 2 Timothy 1:9. Let's go. Want to go. Who has saved us and called us to a holy calling, not according to what? Not according to works. We are who we are by grace. In grace you made us who we are. By grace you made us who we are.
We are who we are. By grace.
In grace.
In your grace.
Grace you made us
who we are.
By
grace you made us
you who made us we are.
We are who we are.
We are who we are.
By grace.
Knowing this. Knowing this. Knowing this. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. Look at this. According to his purpose, read with me. And grace, which was given to us, in, remember, in Christ alone. Now, before, sir, question, when the time began, he has proposed that you be saved before time began. When the time began, you will now come today. You will now come today and say, it is by what I did. When before time began, time has begun before the world was created. He created time and existed out of time. When time began, I cannot date it. He did it in time immemorial and said, Portugal will be saved and make heaven. And you came years, millions of years after time began, and you are bragging. It is for God what I do. Are you stupid? Bjordan, are you stupid? Bjordan, are you foolish? Bjordan, are you thinking right? Please, let's read again. Read again. Let's go. Number one, to go. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us only in Christ Jesus before. He saved me before time began. Nobody can do anything about it. Condemnation cannot change it. He has saved me before time began. Not by my works. By my faith. It doesn't matter. If you like, carry 100 million fire. There are some things you cannot tell me about salvation. There are some things you cannot tell me. Hey, I saw you. Go and pray. It's by what Christ has done for me. Are you still in church? Hello, do you understand what we are teaching? Remember, I'm saying this is about salvation. Do you remember I say it's about salvation? Now, let's go to the other side. Faith. Romans chapter 1, Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Put them together for me. Romans 5, 1 and 2. Let's read together slowly. Let's go. Having been justified, how are you justified? Remember Galatians 2, 16. Galatians 3, 11 says no one is justified by works. But here it is telling you how you are justified. How are you justified? Let's go. Therefore, having been justified by what? By what? Do you have faith? You know what? Faith is an invisible resource in the kingdom. So, whether you have it or not, most of the time we don't see it. You are justified, made right, going to heaven by faith. That is why I told you like 3-4 months ago, when I was teaching about soldiers for Christ, I tell you that the battle is against your faith. When the devil has your faith, you are gone. Every attack, every test is a test of faith. Every fight is a fight of faith. It is your faith that is under attack. That is why Jesus said, if I come, will I see faith? That problem you are going through, the problem is not the main thing, it's your faith. That is why no matter what you are going through, don't lose your faith. It's a matter of time. If your faith is intact, you will win the battle. The battle is against your faith. Don't go and see that. Why me? Why not you? Are you not a soldier of God? Do soldiers see battle and say, why me? Why battle? Are you not a soldier? Why you? Have you ever seen a saint in the Bible that did not fight battle? Even Jesus was on the cross. My Lord, why have thou forsaken me? God did not turn. God did not say anything. He was crucified. He could call angels. He did not call them. If God can turn in his eyes when Jesus was calling, who are you? Not those things. I know you can suffer. I know you can beg for bread. He said, by suffering and tribulation, we enter the kingdom of God. He said, in the world you have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Who is teaching you? Which Bible are you reading? Out of all the 12 apostles, it was only one that died naturally. Everyone was killed. The one that died naturally is the Apostle John. What happened to him? At the island of Patmos, they put oil on fire. They threw him into boiling oil. He came out alive. He still refused to die. It was after that he wrote the book of Revelation. Who are you? Even on this earth, it is evident that anybody that comes on the surface of this earth must face some challenges and some problems. Your life is an example that it is evident. See, there is no temptation that has not come, that is not common. All of us have common challenges. One is going through that, one is going through this. Let nobody deceive you that if you serve God, there will be no challenge. There will be challenge, but you will overcome the challenge. The problem I will have is if you don't overcome that challenge. But that challenge comes, his mama, who is a student that does not write exam? If you don't pass, it's my problem. You writing exam is not my problem. You are a student, you must write exam. And you must pass. It's a test of faith. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Keep on keeping on. It's a matter of time. Every temptation, every trial, every attack of darkness is against your faith. From witchcraft, from anywhere, it is against your faith. It is against your faith. Don't let your faith fail you. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have what? Peace with God. Read with me. Let's go. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's one. So it is only by faith that we are justified. Have you settled that in your mind? Number two, thing I want you to settle is verse 2. Go with me. Through whom? Let's go. Through whom? Read with me now. Okay, let's start from the beginning again. I want to go. Therefore, by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through whom also we have access by. Listen, anything you want to access in God can only be accessed by what? Ask somebody, where is your faith? Everything you want to access in God can only be accessed by faith. Healing can only be accessed by faith. Deliverance can only be accessed by faith. Prosperity can only be accessed by faith. Or the ogakpatakpata of them all, salvation, can only be accessed by faith. You don't have faith, you cannot access it. Romans 3:20. Maybe we should jump that. Jump that. Let me go to James chapter 2. Read from verse 14. And just close it there. James 2 from verse 14. Let's look. But does not have works. Can faith save him? Can I even pause first? Go to Philippians chapter 2. Let's go to 12 to 13. And I come back here. Oh, my time. Philippians 2. Let's go 12 to 13. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear. Because I know some people read some Bible and say, this pastor, when they talk, you sure say this pastor, no Bible. No, the Bible talk, say, work out your salvation by fear and trembling. And the pastor just say, tell us all these things. I'm a teacher. I will show you everything. What is there after trembling? What did you see? What did you see after trembling? What did you see after trembling? Semicolon. If you see another translation, you will see comma. That means the word has not ended. That's one, Abby. Okay, and now let me tell you. I've told you this many times. If I'm being in this church, or attending Bible study, or on the screen, those of you hear me saying it, that the Bible was not written in chapters and verses. Just like when you are writing essay, you are writing letter to your mom, you are sending an email, you don't write it in chapters and verses. It was in the 15th century that a monk divided the Bible into chapters and verses so that people can refer to it appropriately and can quote it and can memorize it. That was what it was written for. For you to understand the book of Ephesians, you must read from the beginning to the end. Don't carry chapter 2 and read. Don't carry verse 14 and read. Don't do devotion by saying, today is James 2:14. You read James 2:14 and say, plus Jesus minus Satan, and you go out. You will not get it. It was written in the full book. Now, let's go back. Add 13 to 12 for me. It might be very big, but add it. Add 13 to 12. I didn't say, add verse 13 to that verse 12. Add 13 to 12. So, Philippians 2, 12 and 13. Put them together. I beg you in the name of the Lord, help me, please. Okay, let's read together. One to go. Therefore, hello. Have you heard anybody quoting before? Work out your salvation by fear. You have heard it many times. In fact, you have quoted it before yourself. Now, look at the screen. Let's go together. Therefore, my brother, love, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now, much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear. And let's go. For. What is the meaning of for? For. It's a conjunction. Is it a conjunction? Time, what is behind to what I want to talk about. For. Can somebody say for? Can you say for? Let's go. For it is. It is God who. Work out your salvation. But who is working it? Who is working it? For it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Even after you have worked, it is God that helps you do it. It's not you. Go back to James chapter 2. James chapter 2 from verse 14. And let me read. I have like 3 minutes to leave here. James chapter 2 from 14. Now, what does it profit, my brethren? If someone says he has faith, but does not have work, can his faith save him? Pastor, you heard this one also? Yes, I heard. Let me explain it to you. Let's go. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed. Remember, your reading is your continuous assessment. Oh yeah, continue. Let's go. Boy. Where we there, sir? Where are you? Okay, let's all start from the beginning, 16. And one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warm and filled. But you not give them the things which are needed for the body. What does it profit? Verse 17. Does also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Pause. You know, I told you last week that it is not faith with works. I said it is not law and grace. If you have the two, it is contaminated. It's one or the other. Faith and works also is either faith or works. If you read this thing, you think it's faith and works. Let me explain it to you. Faith. Is anybody here that has faith? Lift your hand if you have faith. Okay, beautiful. Let me use my... You raise your hand. Let me use my brother. I'm comfortable with him. My brother raised his hand that he has faith. Can I see the faith? Can I see the faith? How am I sure he has faith? By the works of faith that he does.
works are a proof for faith. They are not a substitute for faith, and they are not for salvation. Now, so if I now say, if you want to go to heaven, you must have faith in Jesus. How do I know you have faith? When we give altar call, you do what? You raise your hand. We give you a paper, you feel. You come for cancer, they cancel you. By those things you have done, I have seen your faith. Was it Peter or Paul? Was he at Lystra? A man was crippled. And the Bible said, Paul or Peter saw his faith. And he said, rise up and walk. He saw the faith, even though faith was invisible. But maybe on the wheelchair, the guy was already doing like this. He was already doing like this. They saw the faith. There are many people in church that say they are born again. We can't see their faith. Do you see the way she dressed? Say, God knows my heart. God does not look at the outside. Yes, God. We are not God. We can't see your faith. We only see your faith by what you do. If you dress naked, you don't have faith. Your faith will not make you dress naked. Impossible. God knows my heart. God knows my heart. And they're calling you sexy baby. You're sexy baby. Sexy baby. Nobody has ever called you righteous baby before. Godly baby. Apple of God's eye. But sexy, sexy. The boys are in trouble. The guys are in trouble. Boo, baby, boo, baby. Boo, 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 baby. Baby, baby, baby. They have seen your faith. You have no faith in God. You have faith in your body. Faith can be seen by his works. Faith can be seen by his works. Are you saved? Are you dependent on works? Or you are dependent on faith? Romans 10, 9 to 10. Oh, Biodo. Romans 10, 9 to 10. Can we read that together and close our eyes? Let's go, let's go, let's go. Want to go? If you confess with your mouth, that is why we ask you to raise your hand as a proof of it. And we give you a card to feel as a proof of it. If you never had any record of this anywhere, you are hanging. You are hanging. Because your faith has not been proven by your works. That if you, let's read together again, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be. Verse 10, read with me verse 10. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. Do you know that we don't know people's heart, but by what they say, we know what is in their heart? Salvation, they say, if you have faith in your heart, you confess it, you write it, you are counseled. Father, yes, let's pray together. Faith. We are only saved by grace, through faith. The only way to be saved is to have faith, is to believe in your heart. The only way we know you believe in your heart is by your confession. You want to give your life to Christ, that he might save you. You have learned Christ alone, grace alone, faith alone. You want to assess this and assess it by faith. Wherever you are, I didn't ask you to open your eye. Wherever you are, lift your right hand up. Wherever you are, I want to accept Christ into my life by faith. Lift your right hand up wherever you are by faith. I want to accept Christ into my life. Lift your right hand up. Just lift it up. Lift it up. Don't dilly-dally. Just lift it up. Lift your right hand. Jamanga dalibo jida. Endelebo jidala. Ranzandanganda. Azinte libo guria gadala. Ege denge rimo jinta ganda libo jida. Aya lama zinte libo guria balaba zindanganda. Ire gendelebo guria balaba zinda.
Holy Spirit, do your work in the heart of your people. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. We'll take one more prayer. Bow down your head. If you raise your hand, a card was given to you. Please, somebody is waving at the back. Counselors, you know the people you gave card. Please touch them. Take them to the back. And let's take this prayer. Can you pray for yourself? Say, my faith will not fail. My faith will not be weak. My faith will not be attacked. Say, I prevail over every battle of faith. Say, I prevail over every temptation, every trial. I overcome every test of faith. I overcome every trial of faith. I overcome every attack of faith. I overcome every battle of faith. Every warfare of faith. Whatever the enemy is doing to make me lose faith. I overcome. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. Blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. Stretch forth your hand to me. Stretch forth your hand. Anyone going through any difficulty, whatever any doctor says is impossible, we come by this word of faith. By this word of faith. One that is about giving up, by this word of faith, we pray that your faith will swell up to victory in your heart. In the name of Jesus. The shield of faith. The weapon of faith. The overcoming power of faith. Let it operate in every area of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And the church said, Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Buskap, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.